wish I would have been there.
Oh.
And you guys should have been recording.
Yes. No. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the region's only public safety radio talk show. It's time again for the Sheriff's Report, your weekly radio call from Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich, now in its third year on the air.
Radio base to the Sheriff. Come in, Sheriff.
Well, good morning. If you're listening on live stream, it'll be good afternoon if you're going to be listening to this on AM 630 on Saturday at noon. With me in the studio, we have our current county commissioner for District 2, Mary Cuny, and I would like to have a discussion with Mary concerning your upcoming race. You were appointed last year through a very tenuous process, to say the least, and since you were appointed, you have to stand for election this year and again in 2020, should you win the election this year. So you've been in the appointment / election cycle. You'll be in it for almost 3 or 4 years by the time 2020 rolls around.
Yes. Well, and when Shelley O'Quinn, whose seat I took, when she announced that she was going to be resigning, she announced back in April of 2017. So I feel like I've been running for 18 months already or longer, through that appointment process and now through this election. And yes, you're correct. When you get appointed, you have to run in the next available general election. And then it is only to finish out the remainder of the term. And so Shelley's term will end in 2020. And so that's why that's the next date.
So the process of the appointment, the Board of County Commissioners could not come to an agreement.
Correct.
So that forced it to the governor's office, which all of us were just kind of amazed that that actually happened. I had a chance during that process to read your resume. I read your opponent's resume, Mr. Chase. It's night and day. Folks, if you actually had the ability or the time, it's public record. Those are on file. Go down and pull them. You'll find that Mary has a very stellar career in the finance, accounting, auditing world. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Chase, you'll find that he didn't hold a job very long at almost any point. If this was a business and I was having to hire one of the two of you, you would have been that choice, hands down, just based on the resumes. I wish that was part of the process that we go through. I guess it's up to you to throw that resume out there, but it's the comparison contrast is just that stark. With that in mind, give us a little bit of that background. Give us a little bit of why you ended up with that appointment. Why I can't think of very many electeds at the county that have not endorsed you. There may be one or two, maybe, that I can think of, one for sure. All the rest of us who have had to actually work with you, we've endorsed you hands down over your opponent, the current treasurer, Rob Chase. And it speaks volumes that the deputy treasurer, Mike Voltz, has not endorsed Rob for this position. So neither has one of the Republican candidates for treasurer. Michael Baumgartner hasn't endorsed him either. You have very broad-based support, which I think your opponent doesn't like. He really tries to disparage the fact that you've been endorsed by so many people, so many entities. Give the people an idea of why all of us, plus all those other folks and all those other entities, have chosen to endorse you for this position.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. And I will start back to the appointment process and just let you know that it was surprising that we had two Republican county commissioners and they couldn't choose between the Republican candidates. And so it did go to the governor, and it's kind of unprecedented, but it did. And so when I got the call from Keith Swenson, who's the director for boards and commissions for the governor's office, he said, I wanted to let you know that you've received the appointment from the governor. He says, but I really want you to know that you had more support through emails, phone calls, letters coming into our office than any other board or commission appointment that the governor has ever done. So I like to say that it was the community who saw my resume, who listened to the interviews, who knew what I'm about, that they're the ones that called, sent letters, and made sure that I got the appointment. So that's the first piece of that. The second piece of that then is you know, my resume. And I do feel like it's kind of culminated to make me a great county commissioner and to be in the position that I am. And so I graduated from Gonzaga University, Central Valley High School out in the Valley, got my CPA, worked in private business for, you know, several years, and then went to work for the state auditor's office for 10 years. And with the state auditor's office, we actually audit cities, counties, and school districts. And so Spokane County was one of my audits that I was auditor in charge of. So I understand the county from a whole perspective of you've got to know a lot about all the different laws and regulations and how it relates to the county, as well as the financial statement side, as well as federal grant side. So there's a lot that goes into it. After that, I had ran a couple small businesses, started a tea business that's still successful, sold it to my partner, then became chief deputy auditor for Spokane County for 2.5 years. And so it was kind of through that process that when Shelley O'Quinn decided she was going to resign, that I had a lot of community leaders, county employees come to me and really ask me to put my input and put my name in for the appointment process. And so that's kind of how this all started.
You know, you mentioned a piece of that resume, which if you look at it, is very, very unique. I know that your opponent has tried to disparage or put a cloud over it. But as a Republican, the auditor, Vicki Dalton, who is a Democrat.
Correct.
Chose you as her number one. Now, the person underneath her to help her run that office and everything else. That's one of the things I like about Vicki is partisan politics, when it comes down to actually doing the job, it doesn't factor in with her. But that is still a very unique situation because traditionally that person that is put in that, you know, the number two position in that agency has a shot of becoming the elected at that point. So I really found that that dynamic just shows the respect across the board that you have gained and earned over these last several years.
Well, and I can let you know, so she was, Vicki Dalton was actually the internal auditor when I was the auditor in charge for the Spokane County audit. And so we developed a relationship then, a professional relationship of understanding each other and working together. And so when she got elected, there was one point where she asked me then if I would come work for her because, you know, working with somebody close to you, you've got to know that you trust that person, you know how they think, you know they're going to ask the right questions, they're not going to upset people. And so that's key. And so she saw those qualities in me back then, as well as, you know, when she then asked me a few years ago.
Let's talk about some of the things that that have come up, because 27 minutes goes really quick. Some of the things that that your opponent has tried to throw on you as far as the mud. His mailer came out last week, and I got it. Yours came at the same time. I did comparison contrast. He did a comparison contrast on his. He likes to beat you up on the fact that a Canadian company is trying to buy Avista, and he says that Board of County Commissioners should be stopping this. He cites a law, very unknown law, yes, that quite frankly does not apply here. He's disparaged the fact that you have received campaign contributions from Avista. But before we go there, I want to point out to folks, Commissioner Cuney is not the only elected official in a campaign this year that has received money from Avista. Matt Shea, who is Rob Chase's one of his best friends, their political cohorts, and received $2,000. Bob McCaslin received $2,000. I received $2,000. Jill Kretz, representative out of the 7th, received $1,000. Maycumber out of the 7th, $1,000. Senator Short out of the 7th, $2,000. Representative Schmick out of the 9th, $2,000. Mary Dye out of the 9th, $2,000. Commissioner French, $2,000. Leonard Christian, $500. Not bad for Republicans getting those type of endorsements. Mm-hmm. But folks, endorsement means that people have faith in you. They have confidence in you. Part of Rob's problem is no one is really endorsing him. And I think that there's a jealousy factor here. But he is throwing that at you. And he's made the, you know, basically tried to paint it as you're bought and paid for.
Correct. Which is not true, as you've just pointed out. I mean, that's what companies, you know, that care about our community, they'll invest in people in the community. And so that's all this is. And that's why there are campaign laws and campaign contributions that go on. I can tell you, Rob and I actually went to several different associations together to seek their endorsements. I got the endorsements. He didn't. So as I've said before, with the whole Avista, you know, whether it's $1,000, $2,000, $100,000, $1 million, I'm not bought and paid for, never will be. I'm here to do the right thing for the community for the right reasons.
You know, the more chilling aspect of his contention towards that, and quite frankly, the sale of Avista, is Rob doesn't get it that the county commissioners have no say in this. He doesn't get it that this law that he wants to throw up does not apply. He's been told that time and time again by the proper authorities that mm-hmm. that say this is, you know, this is under the state's purview. The state has a commission that does this. This is not the Board of County Commissioners. And this is one of the reasons I could never support Rob, is because he does not understand basic principles. When we were trying to pass the 0.1% for emergency communications, mm-hmm. that which brought Crime Check back, which rebuilt our emergency communication system so we could talk law enforcement to fire during emergencies and everything else, Rob could never quite understand the concept. And I gave him document after document after document trying to explain this to him, and it still never resonated with him. He is hung up on the fact that our handheld radios are $5,000. He doesn't understand. They're not walkie-talkies. Right. These are high-tech computers that allow us to do a variety of different things, and they have to be able to operate off of an 800 megahertz system. He's never understood that. And even more problematic, in 2012, he actually made the statement that we were building this system so we could listen to everybody's phone calls. That was actually said in a debate. I was dumbfounded. What world does he live in that he would make that type of statement? And folks, This is my personal experiences with Rob. This had nothing to do with Commissioner Cuney. This is my personal experiences with him and law enforcement. I find him to be very anti-law enforcement. He has sponsored one of the most anti-law enforcement, anti-military, anti-government Facebook sites there is. You can't get to it anymore because they made it a close Facebook site. It was a Spokane Liberty Caucus. If you could ever get back in there and look at that, you'd be appalled as to what you see. It's that type of leadership that we cannot afford at the county level. The other side of it is he beat you up on taxes.
Yes, he did.
Last year, my office, the county, was facing a budget issue. Mm-hmm. I was looking at a $1.3 million cut in my budget, which is roughly 13 deputies. We didn't receive that cut because you took the proper action to help preserve your public safety and my budget in this arena. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
So, yeah, so what you're talking about is and we'll be making this choice again, is the county has very limited options in raising funds. And so there's a 1% property tax increase that we can do each year. I asked last year, have we ever not taken that 1%? They said no. We've always taken the 1%. So then when it came time, and that 1% only represents about a $500,000, $500,000. So we have 300,000 citizens in Spokane County. So, you know, you can do the math. It's not very much per citizen. And so it was important to me that we do that so that we can then preserve that $500,000 into your budget or any other budget at Spokane County, because we are required to balance our budget. We have to pass a balanced budget. So when we don't have enough revenues, we've got to cut expenditures. And so to not seek the 1%, I just think would not have been good for Spokane County. And so my opponent wants to say that I did do that. He has signed a no new tax pledge. So that means that he will not raise that tax for in the future for anybody, which means there will be cuts made, at least to that $500,000. And we just can't have that.
And that's one of the things that people don't seem to understand is, just like my budget at home, there are inflationary pressures throughout this spectrum. The county has the same issue. Mine, my budget, historically, I will see just on my fixed expenditures a 5.2% increase every year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not keeping up with that, you start losing ground. If we would have lost those 13 deputies this year because you didn't do what you did last year, that would have meant that a total of 45 deputies in the last decade would have been cut from the sheriff's office. Between 2008 and 2010, we lost 32 positions. Those positions have never come back. To add another 13 to that would have crippled our ability to keep you, the citizen, safe. None of us like taxes.
No, and
but, you know, we also want to have our children be able to go to school safely.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to be able to go to the park safely. We want our roads to be properly patrolled. We want to know that we're safe, because if we're safe, then the community looks safe and big businesses come here, and that's more opportunity for our children. Public safety is linked to your economic development right at its hip.
Mm-hmm.
We fail in that area, we will fail to grow this this Spokane economy. Mary, we've talked a lot about certain dynamics. What are some of the important things that you truly want the citizens to know about why you're running and what you intend to do for them?
Well, I think I just want to follow up a little bit on the 1% that I completely agree with you that I am a Republican, and I don't agree with raising taxes just to raise taxes. And so you have to use common sense, and that's what we're doing in this case. And you're right, public safety is tied to our economy, and the two go hand in hand. And that is the other way that we drive our revenues up, because, yes, expenses are going up more than 1%. And so we have to figure out how we're going to balance that. And so as a, you know, former business owner and, you know, part of a family business, it's so important to then ensure that we keep taxes low so that way we can have those businesses come here and drive the economy from that perspective and have that. Some of the other things I guess I'd like the citizens to know is where my heart lies. And my heart lies with the children of Spokane County. I've been volunteering for over 30 years in Spokane County, from Junior League to the Boys and Girls Club when it first got started. I was on the board and helped them get sustainable. And then currently I'm on the Hutton Settlement Board, and I'm their current president. I've been on their board for 10 years. And so to me, it's really taking advantage of helping those disadvantaged youth, helping them become good citizens, helping them with their trauma, getting them, you know, the help that they need, so they're going to be able to move forward and have productive lives. And then they're not going to end up in our jail system. And we're not going to see that repeat happening time and time again that happens in a lot of families. So that's one of my passions that I think a lot of people don't know about, that is so important to me. And I will say, when I seeked the appointment to the county commissioners, I said, I'm willing to do this and put my name in, but I want to be able to stay as a Hutton board member. So so I'm still on the Hutton Settlement Board, and I will continue to be.
You know, the one of the things that you just mentioned is trying to find ways to stop the school-to-prison pipeline concept. About 5 years ago, Reverend Happy Watkins asked me to have breakfast with him. He was concerned about at-risk African-American youth and trying to find a way to, you know, not have them go down the wrong path. Well, folks, there's very few ways that you correct that. There are basically two. Three, if you really want to get into it. Stabilized housing, education, and a job. So we worked really hard. I have a go-to person in the community, Judith Gilmore. They started a apprenticeship program through AGC. Mm-hmm. And now we have the ability to bring kids like that in, high-risk kids. We've expanded it to adults also. And we've been graduating class after class after class. And once they're done with this apprenticeship program, they're going into jobs. The ones that are graduating and have taken the class at Geiger, there's only three that have any further contact with law enforcement. That's not bad in a year.
That's kind of unheard of.
It is.
to be so well received.
We have these abilities. The county has pitched in and given a grant to this project so we can help these kids get on the right path. Those are the type of things that are forward thinking that we need to think about, and how we break some of these cycles.
And Ozzy, I have to tell you that I was back at a national AGC. AGC is an Associated General Contractors, and I was back at their national conference here just recently, and they are looking at taking this nationally. You're the one who started this and helped us get there, but they see the value of this. And so nationally, they want to come out and videotape the next session that we do, so that way they can show it to show other communities what we can do, because we need, you know, there's a workforce need. It's all of us coming together to find that solution, to say, let's put this apprenticeship program together, you know. And it's a mind, body, spirit thing. I mean, it's working with not just teaching them how to do a hammer. It's teaching them how to actually, you know, think about what's going on in their mind as well. Teaching them yoga. I mean, just those things are calming skills. And so it's a win-win for everybody, and really is a great solution. And people are really coming out, and they're able to have good paying jobs.
They are. And that's one of the things that, one of the reasons I support you is because you get it. You understand that we have to sometimes step outside the current framework of how we do business and look at what we're doing, and maybe scrap it and build something better. You understand that concept. In the last 2 minutes, what is it you want to drive home, and how do people reach out if they want to help you come through in the next 11 days? Because that's what we have left.
So in the last 2 minutes, I would say that the thing that's so important is I really have a broad base of support. I mean, I have labor groups. I have, you know, Republican groups. I have business associations. It's really across the board support that I have out there. And I truly appreciate that, because I think people really do see that I bring people together to find real solutions. We don't always see that in elected officials. And so I think it's a fresh breath that people are seeing. And so I truly appreciate that, and I think that's what I'm doing. If people want to help, there's all kinds of opportunities. I would say the most important thing is to tell your friends, tell your neighbors to vote, and to vote for Mary Cuny. It's two Republicans on the ballot. So if your friend's a Democrat, that's okay. I've got Democrat support. But the thing is we don't want to undervote that, which means not marking one of our names. So look at the two candidates. I think I'm your best choice, and I would ask you to vote for Mary Cuny.
To all those who are independents, Democrats, whatever you want to label yourself, it's time to start voting for people, folks. I hate it that it seems like my entire career has been boiled down to a letter behind my name. I'm so much more than a letter behind my name.
Yes.
So this is a quality candidate. She has respect of all of us that work with her at the county. And again, Mr. Chase, who is a current elected, could not get our support. He could not get our endorsement. And I urge each and every one of you, please vote for Mary Cuny. This is Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich with the Sheriff's Report. Have a great day.
Thank you.
The Sheriff's Report is a joint production of Spokane Talks Media and KTW, 630 AM and 96.5 FM, which are solely responsible for its content. Ask a question, recommend a guest, or watch this program again anytime at SpokaneTalksMedia.com. Have a safe day.